This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Thank you for joining us for hour three of our very special Independence Day program.
Isn't that special?
That's exactly my thoughts when I hear people say, well, if we just elect the right people, isn't that special? Isn't that special that you still believe that you are going to vote liberty back into your life? You're not. You're going to face more usurpations of your liberty from your federal government. And I am advocating that we leave the federal government. That requires states to secede. Just leave.
And it also requires voting. I mean, if the state government is to vote to secede, then you're going to have your people in the state government.
The big difference is going to be it's going to be much more representative of the people of a given state. Now, I'll take it a step further, and if you have seceded from the United States, congratulations. I applaud you. But then if your state goes through a similar thing and says, you know what, we can really govern ourselves better at the county level, way to go. That's even better. If you feel that government should only be appropriate at a town level, then by all means.
What about the individual level?
That's where I'm headed, Ian. That's where I'm headed. If we believe in defending the rights of the minority, there is no greater minority than the individual. And that's where sovereignty lies. It's going to be a lot easier to achieve that at, say, the town level than the federal level. And if you believe that you are just, all you need is one more election cycle to get the right people in Washington to just repeal all the stuff that they have done, all the powers that they have usurped, if you believe that, well, aren't you special? Aren't you special? Here's a couple lines. We've been talking about the Declaration of Independence. Among the grievances for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world. In other words, we should be free to trade with any country anywhere in the world.
Even Iran?
Even
North
Iran.
Korea?
Absolutely.
Cuba?
Here's another one. Get this one. They were upset that, quote, for imposing taxes on us without your consent.
Is there such a thing as a consensual tax?
For imposing taxes on us without our consent. I could see that. I could see that if you fell in and you believe that, you know, some level of state government required some things to be done and it just wasn't likely to be done voluntarily and you wanted to vote on a tax, feel free. And maybe it's so low that it's
irrelevant. Well, if it was done by consent, then that's a contract. I mean, if there's
good
consent
point
involved, then the taxes would have been laid out. That would have been what you looked at and said, okay, this seems reasonable. I'm willing to pay this in return for having the roads built or whatever. And you'd put your signature on it, and you'd cut your check, and you'd enter into a contract with whatever that organization would be. If they wanted to call it taxes, okay. But that has not yet existed, to my knowledge.
Well, and if you hit the federal level, of course, if you don't pay your taxes, you are going to be subjected to...
You mean their taxes.
Their taxes. You're going to be subjected to all sorts of things. Probably without the benefit of a jury trial. Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. That was one of the grievances that is written in the Declaration of Independence for depriving us, in many cases, of the benefit of trial by jury.
Well, you'll get a jury trial. I remember that guy, was it Jose Padilla or Padilla? Remember he got convicted by a jury that wore all red, white, and blue on, like, they did color coordination of what they wore into the courtroom on the day that they read his conviction. And it was a jury trial.
Well, at least he got something in that case. what I'm saying is when the EPA decides that the water, that swampy part of your land, is actually a wetland, and you can't plant anything there or build a house because of some Fed in Washington believes he has the power, you're not going to get benefit of trial by jury.
No.
No matter what the Constitution says, that's just administrative stuff. That's just stuff that we granted ourselves. Actually, hey, check it out. We had the Supreme Court take a look at it, and they ruled in our favor. So there, I guess you should have no questions. Just suck it up.
Well, I'd like to see the trial by jury available for every charge. Like here in New Hampshire,
regardless,
for instance, yeah, you cannot get a trial by a jury for a violation, and you cannot get a trial by a jury for what they call a Class B misdemeanor. So their excuse is, well, you don't need a jury because there's no jail that's on the table for a violation or a Class B misdemeanor. So therefore, you don't need that trial by jury. You can
but
just
you're
the judge.
Still at risk of your property, and according to the Constitution, if the amount in controversy is greater than $20, it should be settled by a jury.
It should be. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Robert calling in from Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Okay, so on the first segment of the hour, Free Talk Live, you guys talked about the tariffs and, you know, the effects it'll have on, you know, the goods and services. But what I have not heard is what kind of effect it'll have on, like, the housing market or property or land or something like that.
Well, unless you're importing your land from China, it shouldn't have any effect.
No, but we've got a series of tariffs on lumber products that may still be in effect with Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And that has certainly affected people's ability to build houses for an affordable price. And that was one of the first things Trump did.
He raised the price of paper, too, I think, for like printing newspapers and such.
Very likely. I do remember specifically the, you know, the first trade war before China was all the talk was with Canada. How can you get angry with a Canadian? I don't know if that's
blame Canada. Blame Canada. It isn't even a real country anyway.
Well, as long as they'll leave my cannabis alone, you know, I'm okay with it. But I still think that taxation is stacked.
I agree with you completely, Robert. Thank you so much for the call. And they're not going to leave your cannabis alone. They are going to tax it if they get their hands on it. Of course, right now, the federal government just says you're in violation of federal law. So I don't care what the states say. Look, it's on our books as it's against the law because we scheduled it.
Schedule one, no medicinal use.
Yeah. Now, if you're interested in celebrating Independence Day by reading the Constitution, that would be a great idea. And I challenge you to find the place in the Constitution that authorizes the war on drugs.
Good answer.
Something general welfare clause.
Something.
Yeah, you see, there's two places where general welfare are mentioned. The first is in the preamble. And it talks about the intent of the document. The second is in Article 1, Section 8, where it talks about the powers of Congress. And again, it's in a preamble to a list of powers. So it's talking about what they intend to accomplish. It's certainly not talking about welfare in the modern sense because they never called it welfare. Back in the day, the reason they invented the word welfare was to make this sound like it was constitutionally approved, but it was not.
Even if it wasn't. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Yonder calling in from Georgia. Yonder, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello.
Here.
Yes.
Hi. So I wanted to talk about free speech and censorship. I'm kind of a younger viewer, if I had to say, but like, what is your stance on like free speech and censorship when it comes to online interactions?
They should be allowed.
Well, no. But, I mean, hold on. There's online. Wherever you are, you're probably on somebody's website. You may be on Twitch or you may be on, you know, some social media site, but you're on a site that other people run that belongs to somebody else. So they have the ability, if you want, you can put them on hold, Chris.
Yeah, Yonder, can you hang in there? We're going to come back to you after just a moment.
Yes, just put them right on hold. Just do it now, just in case. Thank you for that. so anyway, we'll continue here in just a few moments, and we can talk to Yonder more about censorship on the Internet, because it's an important question.
And it is, and it's got a couple facets to it. 855-453, this is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That spells 855-450. I'm talking to myself in circles. 855-450-FREE. That's what it sort of spells. But free is for freedom, and this is Independence Day. And everybody in the United States seems to be celebrating it, except for me, the bad old Grinch, who thinks this should be a day of mourning because this system did not work. It had its, it had the best of intentions. We got off, we got out from under the rule of a despotic king in England. We declared our independence, and then we forgot everything that's important. And what is important is not to let a huge monstrosity rule your life. And now we have that huge monstrosity in the form of Washington, D.C. It is sad and sick and disgusting. That's my opinion, but I am sure yours may differ. Again, call me up, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. And by when I say us, this is myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been talking all things constitutional. But some of our callers want to talk about other things, and that's what's great about
totally
this show.
Fine.
You can talk about anything you like. We are going back to Yonder in Georgia. Yonder, you're back on Free Talk Live. You there?
Yes, hello. There's Yonder. Some fireworks.
How are you watching the show tonight?
On my mobile device.
I know, but are you, like, on Twitch? Are you on DLive? Are you listening?
I was tuning in on DLive.
You're on DLive. Okay, cool. And you called to ask us how we feel about censorship on the Internet?
Yes.
Yeah. So what I was starting to say, and I want to get your response to this, so you're welcome to, you know, listen in here. But
yeah.
What I was saying was that on the Internet, you're on websites that are privately owned, meaning that somebody controls that website, whether it's a company or whether it's an individual, whether it's a blog or social media or whatever. There's always some sort of set of rules that you've agreed to abide by. Most of the time, you don't read them because they're in these lengthy terms of service. But ultimately, they do, you know, sometimes try to boil those rules down for you. And if a private company or individual wants to set a specific set of rules, like, for instance, it's not just online, but in, like, real life, you know, you're not supposed to yell while you're in a movie theater, for instance.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, if there's a set of rules and you agree to those rules by going on that person's private property, that said, I don't think that the government should be censoring anybody, whether it's in real life or on the Internet. What do you think?
Well, like, so someone said on Twitter, like, obviously, like, politically directed towards a certain group, that wasn't, like, hate, like, real life, like, affliction, do you think it's okay to, like, delete that post just for, like, a certain belief?
Well, there's a difference between what I think is okay and what I think is, you know, sort of something people have the right to do. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, people have the right to govern their property in the way they want to, even if it's completely arbitrary. You know, even if the owner of that property says, well, I don't think Yonder should be able to be here because he's too young, or I don't think, you know, this person should be able to be here because they're the wrong skin color or whatever, people should be free to make those choices. That doesn't mean I think those choices are okay.
Yeah, because, like, I have a YouTube channel and, like some comments are, like, not good, like, so, like, sometimes it's not okay to delete.
Just to be
them.
Clear, I want to say I appreciate you not sharing the the actual comments.
Yeah.
Just remember,
yeah,
we are on broadcast radio,
yeah,
so,
yeah, so, like,
when in doubt, leave it out.
They're not so, like, polite. Like,
no, YouTube commenters are notoriously nasty.
Yeah. Oh my God! I love fireworks.
That's all right. We're getting fireworks here too. It's okay. Regarding the YouTube commenters, what about them?
Well, they're just, like, obviously hate directed just for hate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Was there something you were leading to there?
Well, yeah, just, like, directed to hate, and the only purpose was, like, to bring someone's character down.
Yeah. This is one of the difficulties the Internet has suffered it for a long time, right? Like, I mean, you take away the human-to-human interaction between people, you put a, you know, 1,000 miles or, you know, even 50 miles or whatever in between people, you put them behind a computer screen, and you get the worst of the worst as far as behavior is concerned.
And you eliminate their opportunity to punch each other in the nose, which tends to keep people more polite.
Sometimes that does happen, like physical confrontations from the internet.
Yeah, and it's a shame when it does, and that's why it's this old concept. It's talking to each other. Like we're doing right now. Yonder, thanks for your call.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Yeah, it was a good call, and censorship is a concern. To me,
it was nice that he didn't try to push the envelope on and say things that we would have to censor.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, we have, you know, while we love freedom of speech here, there are rules when you call talk radio.
Yeah, and
rules imposed by the FCC, which also has no constitutional authority.
That's true, but it may also be imposed by the marketplace as well. So even if the FCC destroyed itself tomorrow and blew up and, you know, went away, then, you know, you may still say, or there may be program directors at talk stations or general managers who say, well, you still can't say F, you know, C and S and these words because our advertisers don't like it.
Right, and we're going to come up with a trade organization that spells these things out clearly, and we want advertisers to know that if you advertise with one of the stations that signed on to this thing, then your listeners don't have to hear the F word or the S word.
They can certainly do that, but then one would also expect that there would be competing organizations of radio stations that wanted to push the envelope.
Right, like if your advertisers are the tattoo parlor, the strip club, and, you know, other places like that, they may not be concerned with somebody saying the F word on the air, in which case you may have like a rock and roll station or something like that just throws it all out there and, you know, sees how that affects their business.
And Howard Stern proved that that can work.
Yeah.
We're going to stay on the phones where we've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Did you say Howard Stern?
He did, yeah.
I did. It's always best if you're doing talk radio to bring up other talk radio shows so your listeners who may not be familiar with your competition
can go find them.
Cool. Well, in that case, Howard Stern.
Well, you got to pay to hear his show, though. That makes me wonder, does he even have advertisers? I don't think he does. I think that's just SiriusXM.
Good question, if that's just in his...
I don't listen to his show, so I have no idea.
$500 million contract.
What do they do? Do they take breaks? I mean, or do they play, like, music or something? What do they do? Is it like a news break?
So long. Robin does the news occasionally, but I don't know. I haven't been a Stern listener in so long.
Yeah, me neither. I did watch his movie, and I thought that was really good. The Private Parts.
Yeah.
In the late 90s.
Well, and I lived for an awfully long time in the Washington, D.C. area, so that was morning radio for me, and it was pretty out there.
Anyway, I had a point.
I'm going to let you make your point, but I'm not going to make you... I'm going to make you sit on hold for a bit so you can think about
the whole button.
I've got a vision thing going on, but we'll be back.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right with you, David.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaks at the 4th of July celebration on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., but first...
You could feel this earthquake 2 hours away into Los Angeles.
That's California Congressman Republican Kevin McCarthy as a strong earthquake hit Southern California, a 6.4 in the town of Ridgecrest, 150 miles northeast of Los Angeles. The quake being felt as far away as Las Vegas, McCarthy telling CNN...
We have some... fires going because I know we're checking the hospital in Ridgecrest.
President Trump delivers remarks at the 4th of July celebration at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Today we come together as one nation with this very special salute to America. We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag, the brave men and women of the United States military.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you can call to get on the radio like David in New Mexico has done. We're going to get to him in just a second. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord is a pretty cool app. You can load it on your mobile device. You can load it on your PC, on your Mac, on your Linux box. Doesn't matter. Use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you will sound like you are right here in the studio with us, which is pretty cool. In the studio with us, I mean us, being myself, Chris.
And I'm Ian.
And nobody.
By the way, I want to let you know about American Financing. This is a company and a website that actually makes it pretty easy to get yourself a mortgage or maybe refinance your existing mortgage. And one of the really, I mean, I could go through a laundry list of points about them. They're A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, not charging upfront fees. They get all kinds of loans, FHA, VA, conventional, ARM, jumbo, USDA. You can do all that stuff with American Financing. But one of the more important points is they're consultants or their salespeople are salary based. So they're not getting paid a commission, which means that they're not incentivized to give you a deal that's going to be the best deal for them. rather than the best deal for you. So you can get in touch with American Financing by going to AmericanFinancing.net. It's American Financing, NMLS 182334, and their website, AmericanFinancing.net. If you want to learn more about the NMLS, you can go to www.NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And their phone number at AmericanFinancing.net is 888-804-0303, 888-804-0303, AmericanFinancing.net.
Thank you, Ian. And we are going to go back to the phones where we've got David waiting patiently. David, you're back on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, with respect to what, Ian, what you said about in response to the kid on the phone regarding online speech, censorship, et cetera, I agree with you 100% with one exception, and that is the way I view it is from the inception of social media till today, meaning the, for all practical purposes, the entirety of the history of social media to this point, we do, and let me also say, that whole time, social media being owned and operated by a basically unregulated private enterprise system. At the point we're at now, and we've always been in the same situation, there are not enough providers that are able to compete in the market in order to assure that the services would be available. You know, for instance, if you got kicked off of Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the top three, four things you use to communicate online,
right?
You would then essentially be disenfranchised from modern communication.
Nobody's obligated to assure you of any sort of service being available.
Now, well, I disagree with a concept, and let me share it with you. And I've shared it before, but I believe that there is some sort of obligation because let's just say that I'm some sort of super genius, and tomorrow I unleash what I've been working on for the last 50 years, and I find a way to control every piece of food in the United States or around the world. I just technology has finally enabled me to implement my plan, and I now have one company.
Okay.
And I've been building investors for 50 years with the plan of taking over all of the food around the world under free enterprise, and we're able to do it, and we pull it off tomorrow.
That is just such an absurd scenario,
yeah,
bro. Do you really think that's a possibility?
Dude, put down the bong. No, it was not a realistic scenario.
Put down the Kool-Aid, because you're trying to talk us into some foolishness that killed 100 million people in the last century.
Well, this is where people have to go.
You're not even hearing the point. Anyway,
I'm waiting. I'm just with bated breath for whatever this point's going to be.
Okay, so then tell me this: what communication services are you using? If you knock out the main ones that everybody knows their names, let's knock them out. Who the hell are you going to talk to people on?
Can I respond? Can I respond?
Something else?
No, yeah. Please. Can I respond?
Yeah, go ahead.
For a long time, I was on the largest social media platform available, and I am telling you, I mean, MySpace used to do some things I didn't like, but I was still on MySpace. I was on the biggest social network platform this world had ever seen. MySpace, I could get in touch with my family, with friends, check out new bands, check out hot babes, doesn't matter. I could do it all on MySpace. And tell me about your MySpace. What is your MySpace account? Do you have a page?
Wow! Are you really missing some information there, aren't you?
Well, no. I think the point is, from my point of view, I've lived in fear of these monopolies that will exist forever, and they won't. I particularly feel that you're missing something.
You're missing something.
Go ahead.
MySpace went away, huh?
No, it's still there, but it's just not as popular as it once was.
Right. On a practical level, MySpace went away. Do you use MySpace on a daily basis?
Still?
Some people do.
I don't use any social media on a daily basis anymore.
Yeah, that's...
Can we get a direct answer from you?
Do you use MySpace on a daily basis? The answer is no.
No. What do you use instead?
Not Facebook. I do more stuff on Twitter than anything else, but I'm just not as addicted to social media as I have been in the past.
Yeah. I still none use Facebook, some. I'm waiting for them to kick me off one more time, and then I'm gone.
Okay, so from your answers, the three of you combined, there's only one of you that uses any of the big services, and that's Facebook, and only one of you are using any of the big communication services. Is that correct?
I use Twitter, but there are all sorts of other ways of communicating I use.
I do post on occasion to a few different places.
Mastodon.
Mastodon, which is a decentralized system, but I don't log in there every day. And the same thing's true of Twitter. Whenever I post, my posts go to Mastodon, Twitter, and Telegram all at once. But I'm not in there reading other people's messages. I'm not on their sites. I mean, I'm probably on, I might go on there like once a week or something like that, just if somebody, like a notice comes through. But back to your original point, David, that, if you get ostracized or banned from these services, what do you do? Well, you do the same thing people did before these services exist. Get your own damn website and put a blog up or something like that. There's all kinds of ways to get your information out on the internet. You don't have to use some sort of mega corporate platform for that.
So how many people can you reach if an average person starts a blog tomorrow, how many people can they talk to?
How many average people how many people can reach anybody if they start a Facebook page tomorrow?
Yeah.
Quite a few.
No, you can't reach anybody unless you connect with people.
Yeah, you spend a lot of money in advertising. If it happens to be a Facebook page, I can advertise that. I can spend my hard-earned
money.
You can
advertise on Google website if you want. There's all kinds of ways to get people and drive traffic. Buy some ads on the radio if you want to reach out to people and, drive them to your website. Radio's a great ad platform to get people to move to a website.
I'm talking about day-to-day communication. People do not buy a billboard in order to contact their buddy John.
Get an instant message program, dude.
But can I ask David, what is your... I mean, there is a core point here you're trying to make, and is it that Facebook has grown too big? Facebook has protection within the government? What's the overarching theme here?
The core point is that, go back before these companies existed, you had what you had. I won't waste your airtime describing what you had. Everybody can figure that out themselves.
Yeah,
and communication, we still have it, but people don't use it. The whole thing about
do?
That's part
you don't
that
get to control what other people use.
That doesn't mean these companies have an obligation to provide you with a service or that these should be some sort of utility.
Why do you drive a car? Why don't you walk?
Because I have to get to where I'm going.
David, thank you so much for the call. I understand.
I don't want to find out.
He is frustrated with a lot of people out there who feel that Facebook and Twitter have grown too powerful.
Right, well, they want the government to take them over in some cases, or break them up, or whatever.
But the only power they have is what you have voluntarily given them, and you can choose not to use their services. 855-450-FREE, this is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. This is our final segment, but that doesn't mean you couldn't still call in and get on the air. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you connect with us. We've been talking about Independence Day, or as the bulk of the country refers to it, the 4th.
It's right there in our chat room on DLive. Somebody's got happy 4th of July imagery.
Yeah, and my belief is that, number one, people have no inkling of what that means. They believe that...
of what independence means?
Yes, they don't believe, they don't understand what independence means. Independence means that you make decisions for yourself. Or, hey, if you want to live in a small community and you want to elect some people to make decisions for you, be my
guest.
That's
what some people want.
And that's fine. You can do that at a local level. What you cannot practically do, and we have spent decades proving this, is you cannot effectively do it in a country of 250 million plus people.
You can even hire Miss Spanks a lot to follow you around and tell you what to do and give you a nice spanking if you don't.
You could do that, but what doesn't work for me is having this bloated Leviathan in Washington, D.C., trying to come up with a cookie-cutter plan for every possible ailment that fits the desires and provides life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for 320 million people, represented by about 835 people.
That's the government the Founding Fathers warned us against.
It is, and...
And that's
sadly,
why I think, even though I don't see the United States, and I guess this is getting back into the beginning, I don't see what's happened here as an altogether bad thing. I think we've preserved our liberty better than the empire from which we broke. Marginally better, but, you know, London, they don't have any guns. They're trying to take the knives. They're putting people in jail for their Facebook posts.
Wow.
So
there's more
things
cameras
are
there.
A lot better than they could be here. But I think we've rested too long on those laurels. You know,
so
we need more advances in the direction of liberty. And I think you're right. In order for that to happen, we've got to have either a return of federalism or a wave of secessions from the federal government.
Let the few remaining pay for it. I would not be opposed to
let
that.
Let them pay for their own wars. We don't want any wars in New Hampshire.
If it works for 50 states, why don't you try it out? Why don't we leave them 10? You know, I'm sure 10 states will be willing to stay. They can do that.
I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, once the first state secedes, maybe it'll be California, maybe it'll be Vermont, Hawaii. These are Texas. These are some of those states that have somewhat noteworthy secession movements. Maybe one will go first, and then the rest will fall like dominoes after that. Or maybe some will stick it out. Who knows?
Right? Well, if we all hang together, it's less likely that we will all hang separately. So it'd probably be a good idea to get secessionists from different states talking about how do we make this work? Because, you know, if California and Texas seceded at the same time, and New Hampshire and Vermont, that would be a difficult war for the federal government to fight.
It would also be difficult to, you know, accomplish that, to have all those four things happen at the same time.
It definitely
would. It's hard enough to get, just as an example, it's hard enough to get the state of Massachusetts, the state of Maine, and New Hampshire all to agree to move to the Atlantic time zone.
Yeah, which we are trying to do.
Yeah, it's been a few years, and they're still
trying. It's definitely hard to synchronize that kind of thing, but I think the likelihood of what you were saying of a domino effect would be more, it's more likely the more advanced the secession movements are in each individual state.
I would say this, there's nothing wrong with talking with people in these other states, but don't make your secession proposal dependent on them going along with you.
Exactly. Just
basically say, hey, look, New Hampshire, we're seceding. We would like to invite Vermont and, you know, these others to also secede. We don't want to secede with Vermont.
Right.
We just want to secede somewhere around the same time frame.
And Vermont, if you have any problem with the Fed stepping in and saying they will establish trade barriers against those people from Vermont. You provide us good products. I'm sure people in New Hampshire, like they do today.
We like their cheese and beer.
We'll trade with you.
And I think Canada will trade with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, they'd like to have a new market. You know, maybe we'll learn to like back bacon and toques.
What's a toque?
Don't remember Bob and Doug McKenzie with their toques?
Yeah. I think I know
But the point being is people's ideas of secession needs to change. What it means is that it just means that Washington no longer gets to impose their will on you. And let's talk about the people in Vermont. What do you think about the federal laws against cannabis, which you guys just recently decriminalized? You made it legal.
They did a legalization of possession and, I believe, home grow, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a home grow state. Yeah.
So what about if Washington decides, which they could do at any moment, to go around and start arresting Vermont citizens for growing marijuana, legal under state law? What if Trump decides that there needs to be a wall on your northern border with Canada? What's that going to do for your tourism?
Mm.
You know, there's all sorts of things. It's this idea, and the only way to resolve these things is to respect people's liberty, to respect that they have the right to do as they wish. I would happily respect Vermont's liberty. I don't respect it when Vermont lobbies for some federal program that affects me here in New Hampshire. That's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
That's the absurdity of the system we have. That's what we need to get away from.
Yeah, let each state govern itself.
As a start.
Well, it'd be a good start.
It would be. It would be the best start. And if you feel that we've been unusually anti-government, This is the real vision of what the founding fathers came up with. Their idea was not like, hey, let's create this place called Washington, D.C. and give it all the power there. And this is very clear in the Constitution. The idea was the majority of the vast majority of powers remain inside states or with individuals. Yeah. That's the difference. Nowhere in the Constitution is there a long list of things that Washington's allowed to do. It's only through this perverse interpretation of the Constitution by who? The federal government that says the federal government has all these powers.
Yeah, but what about the military? Don't we need the military to protect us? I mean, if New Hampshire secedes, you know, couldn't Russia or Canada or something just roll right in? I mean, we don't have tanks.
Well, the great object is that every man be armed. And if you have enough armed people in your territory, then it's not, then the territory itself is not worth the expense of taking it over.
Mm. And also, there's
New Hampshire is well armed.
And if states were to secede, there's nothing saying that states couldn't enter into compacts with other states. Personally, I would think New Hampshire would do real well signing a defense compact with New York, Texas, you know, both of which who have large numbers of military installations and lots of firepower that's sitting on the ground.
I don't think we want to sign anything with New York.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't want any part of New York. I would probably look to form into a defense pact with Canada.
Oh, better idea. I stand corrected. All I'm saying is that these are all options out there that could be there if you didn't have the threat of Washington saying, you can't do this. We're not going to let you leave. Somebody needs to leave. Somebody needs to be first.
Yeah, but then there's also, and blithely I spit that out, oh, let's go and get into it. But, you know, good intentions frequently lead to bad results. And one of the reasons that we had World War II was because a whole bunch of countries in Europe had entered into automatic defense clauses with each other, and as a result of that, when hostilities broke out between two nations, then all of a sudden a bunch of other nations feel obligated not to break up the fight, but to jump into it, which is not the same thing.
Indeed. But the point is these are all things that we can. We have the advantage of seeing how history treated these things, and I'm just saying I want to see states secede so we can do away with Washington, which I believe is the greatest threat we here in America face.
Agreed.
But that's all the time we've got tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in on your 4th of July celebration weekend. I'm calling it Independence Day. Tune in again tomorrow. 855 453.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.